88.9 Shine FM. It is Wednesday morning, and well, this Wednesday, we wrap things up on a topic we've been talking about for 3 months. Kimberly Eckert, Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckert. How are you?
I'm good, Daryl.
So, Kimberly, how are we wrapping up this topic of top 10 insights from the science of a meaningful life in 2019?
All right. So, again, Jesus calls us to serve rather than being served. And this ancient wisdom is supported by current research over and over again. So I've talked about different lessons on gratitude, on forgiveness, on service. And bottom line is that Jesus has given us these lessons and how we understand what he did on earth through the Gospels. And in many ways, Jesus is the greatest social scientist out there, and he reminds us that we are to focus on serving others. So in this time of COVID-19, where we find ourselves needing to stay home to make sure that we're practicing social distancing, I want us to not forget the lessons from Jesus on how to serve others. We've all heard this Bible story about Jesus washing his disciples' feet, and his act of love, humility, and service is the model for how we need to serve our families right now, and those that, although we may not be able to see, that we can serve in other ways. So I do really want you as a family to sit down and make your service plan. So what's that going to look like in this time of quarantine at home? One of the activities that I have introduced for my daughter is that she's taking turns which grandma she calls each day. And both of my mom and my husband's mom are elderly, and we know that we need to limit our contact with them, but we want to make sure they're not alone. So phone calls are a great act of service to our elderly family members. But then we can also get practical. It might be setting up a meal service delivery for them, could be dropping off groceries at their front door and ringing the bell, leaving a note, just expressing our love and making sure that they are well cared for. So again, just take time as a family to reflect on the story of Jesus serving his disciples by washing their feet, and discuss and create a plan together on how you will serve others during this time.
Awesome stuff. Yeah, called to serve rather than be served. I like it. Kimberly, if folks are struggling with anything, you've got a wonderful staff down there at the Eckert Psychology and Education Center. You've got some new technology that you're taking advantage of. How can they get a hold of you?
Yes, so we encourage people to engage with us during this time where going out and meeting in person for counseling may not work for your family. We have online video counseling set up, and we also have the same service for our academic coaching programs here at Eckert Center. So please go to eckertcenter.com and just have a look at our counseling and our academic coaching services. And by all means, please give us a call at 403-230-2959 or send us an email through our Contact Us button.
And for a free consultation, they can contact us here at Shine FM right now. What caller are we going to go for?
Let's go with caller number 8 today.
Oh, going big. Caller number 8, 403-276-8888. Thanks, Kimberly.
Thank you, Daryl.